This is the soybean weed management trial, and just like the corn weed management trial, this one is centrally coordinated out of St. Paul. Again, this is going to be replicated at Lamberton and Waseca also. And so it gives us a range of environments to look at these herbicide programs at and under. So that said, these are commercially promoted programs, and so we do expect them to work pretty well with in terms of weed control. And so there are a couple of things to mention here. Much like I mentioned with the corn weed management trials, windows of application. So certain programs are going to give us a little bit longer or wider window of application to get that post-emergence product put on. And so that's something to pay attention to. The other thing you'll notice here is, you know, for example, we use 6.4 ounces of Authority First. You know, there's some of these products, that one in particular, people tend to cheat on in terms of reducing the rate in an effort to make things a little bit more affordable. If you make that choice, you got to be aware that that your window of application is going to change. You're probably going to have to get out there sooner. And so something to pay attention to in terms of, you know, using these things and getting good weed control. And so, again, those windows of application important. A couple of other things. We don't have the giant ragweed population here. And so there's two programs in here that we, you know, don't tend to be very strong, at least on the pre-emergent side for giant ragweed. And those are going to be Broadex and Boundary. And so if giant ragweed's your driving weed, you know, you either have to make a different choice, or if you're going to use those two programs, be aware that you're going to need to really be on top of making your post-emergence application and coming in a little bit sooner than some of these others. So something to be aware of. The other thing that we like to talk about here, again, we don't have water hemp here, but from the past experience that when we do look at these on the water hemp blocks, we see a big benefit to using a residual chemistry with our post-emergence herbicide. Water hemp's a late emerging weed and emerges long into the season. And so we need to consider adding something that's residual with our post-emergence in terms of getting better control. And so a couple of the programs out here do have residuals in with their post, and I encourage you to look at those. We've got Everprex, Warrant, and Dual 2 Magnum. In addition, we do have Tavium. Just a side note, the Tavium does need to be used in the Xtend soybean system because it's a mix with that dicamba. And so something to be aware of. But those are all the programs that we have out here with the residual. And so in terms of the residual with your post, just a Liberty application or a glyphosate application or an Xtend or Ingenia application post-emergence, you're not going to expect to have any kind of residual control with those. Okay, I realize the dicamba does have some soil activity, but it's not going to be a robust residual product. And so something to think about when you're looking at these programs. If water hemp's a big issue for you, consider that. But you can add those different products to any post system. So something to think about when you're making applications. The last thing to talk about is the fact that we're using two different soybean varieties out here. So on the west side, we have an Xtend soybean variety. And on the east side, we've got an Enlist soybean variety. It allows us to you know, test the different chemistries that are out there that, you know, tie into a specific set of genetics. And so you will notice that the variety does change part of the way down the block as you head east. The other thing to note is that we've made some pretty substantial changes to the spray system. So we've got dedicated tips with their own screens that are used for spraying dicamba. We've changed out the spray tubing. We have our own mix bottles for dicamba-related treatments. And so we've made some pretty significant changes. We also have a really pretty complicated tank cleanout procedure. But even after all of that, we still will end up with some injury on our Enlist soybeans, particularly for the first couple of treatments after we're done spraying dicamba on the dicamba-tolerant soybeans. And so you will see that. If you look close, there's a couple treatments that that do have a little bit of injury. We're kind of growing through that, but it is something to be aware of. We are looking at other solutions potentially into the future to try to eliminate that so that we don't get that injury, but something to be aware of. It's out there. And with that, I'm going to let you take a look through the plots. They're all signed, and kind of peek through there and see what you think. Thanks.